Wednesday night, or a little test question. We're learning about Netilas Yadayim, and just to mention a few things about the Kli. L'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to make sure the Kli is really whole in every which way. Forget that there should be no holes in it, but it shouldn't even be chipped or cracked. L'chatchila, you should not use such a Kli, even if there's something with two handles, for example, and it's one handle's broken. If it's broken in any way, or even chipped or cracked, certainly l'chatchila you shouldn't use it. And it's possible that if most people would throw it out in its present condition, it would be tossed, then you mamish can't use it, not just l'chatchila. Disposable cups are a shayla, you shouldn't use it only if it's a shasat chak. And it has to be a kli that stands upright. So you can't use things like milk bags and the like. You can't use for, besides that, I guess we throw it out. So it wouldn't be good else that, but it also doesn't stand by itself, and it doesn't really hold liquid by itself. Okay, so you need a proper kli, and you can't use the faucet. The faucet, the pashtus, even if you turn the berez on and off, that's pashtus not good, because it's not a kli. It's part of the house. It's not an independent kli. So that's for sure no good. All the talk in halacha about how to turn on and off the faucet is if you're talking like in a barrel type thing, and you're turning the barrel, the faucet of the barrel, or an urn, you know, to get the water to come in and out. But you certainly need a kli. Okay.